Blog Talk Radio.
This is GTS Swag Radio. Stay pranked on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Princess Nina and DJ J Prince. Okay, Swag Radio viewers, we are going to talk about the history that we are learning in school. Apartheid, separation, and racism will be discussed. To tune in, I'll call in at 773-897-6231.
Again, that's 773-897-6231. Okay, guys, and y'all can also go follow our social sites at swagradio.us and Swag Radio. We're having a little technical difficulties right now, but we're going to take care of it.
Okay, you guys, DJ J Prince is going to update us with some celebrity gossip if he has any or anything like that.
Okay, Princess Nina's me in a little trouble, but I'm about to play a song right now by Kanye West, New Slaves, and it will be up in 3, 2, 1. Well, I'm about to pass it to Princess Nina. Do you got something to say?
No.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them, that's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them, that's that, come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas, everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slave. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. throw these Maybach keys. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves. I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to wild the fuck out. I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free. You niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts at me. You know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys. Fuck it, say la vie. I know that we the new slave. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with ye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with ye. I'm out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporters so I can smash their recorders. Say they're confused with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try and lock niggas up, they try and make new slaves. See that they're probably on prison, get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house, I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and then I Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up, I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
Okay, and we are back. Sorry for the difficulties that we here at Swag Radio has had due to music, but now we on track, and we are gratefully sorry for the pause, but now we are back. Okay, so when we left out, we told y'all that our topic was about apartheid, separation, and racism. Okay, so let's get into that. What do you think is apartheid, DJ J Prince? And yet to mention, you guys, that we are learning these things in school. I am a 7th grader and he's a 6th grader, so some of the things I know, he really doesn't know, so I can enlighten him on it and things like that. So DJ J Prince, just take a wild guess of what apartheid is.
Somebody that's not confident.
Okay, now apartheid to me, I know more about it because I'm learning about that in school or just got off of it, but apartheid was the separation between white South Africans and black South Africans, and that kind of reminds me of something that happened here at the U.S., but we'll dive into that later, you guys. Okay, DJ J Prince. Oh, no, let me tell you the definition of apartheid. In South Africa, a political or system of segregation or discrimination on grounds of race. So y'all know there's white South Africans and there's black South Africans. So to sum that up, it's a discrimination against the black South Africans in South Africa, because you guys know there was whites and blacks. So as we know, that means the white South Africans had more power than the blacks and they were treated unequally. Okay, what is racism, DJ J Prince, to you?
Racism is when a culture thinks they're better than a different one. I'm going to give you all an example, like whites think they're more royalty and better than blacks.
Okay, racism to me is discriminating against somebody for gender, color, or belief, or it's just in that form. You're discriminating against somebody and putting them down and making them feel bad for themselves. It's kind of like bullying, but there's a higher term for it, and it's more deep into it. So kind of a synonym would kind of be like bullying to in my definition of it. Racism is poor treatment or violence against people because of their race. Okay. What is separation to you, DJJ Prince?
Separation is when they keep two things apart from each other, like two cultures, two religions, two countries, two people, two kids, two anything.
Okay, separation to me is just separating a thing from another or things from another. It's just making them apart from each other. The definition is the action or state of being moving or moved apart. Okay, you guys, so that is what separation is, that is what apartheid is, and that is what racism is, and we're going to get into it. Okay, you guys, what is apartheid similar to in the U.S.? DJJ Prince, from what I just told you about apartheid, what is it kind of similar to that you're going to get into?
Martin Luther King.
Okay, I kind of see how you get that way. Like, okay, so it's discriminating against races, if you didn't hear. So it was blacks and whites getting, black people getting discriminated against white people. And that has happened in the U.S., hasn't it, DJJ Prince?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And DJJ Prince, do you feel that racism still goes on today?
Yes.
Okay, I kind of feel the same way. As we talked about this on a later show, it does still play a part today. We don't have the most opportunities and things like that as white people. But let's not get into that right this second. So, you guys, apartheid in South Africa is similar to the, what could we call it, DJJ Prince? The
segregation, the Jim Crow laws.
Not really the Jim Crow laws, but the separation of blacks and whites in the U.S. It is very similar. The separation between whites and blacks in the U.S. had happened over 60 years ago. But did y'all know that the separation between the white South Africans and the black South Africans happened over like 20, 30 years ago? Not so long ago. Africa had their first black president a couple decades ago, you guys, are like 10 years, but his name was Nelson Mandela, and he was the first ever black president, and a lot of you probably know him today, but okay. So I'm going to tell you guys about the separation in South Africa, and DJJ Prince is going to tell you about the separation in the U.S. Okay, DJJ Prince, please lead us off about the separation in the U.S. between the whites and the black people.
Okay, the separation between the whites and the black in the United States was like this. It was first slavery, lasted about 20-something years. Then when we broke free with that, it was the Civil War. It was the Confederation States of America, and it was the United States, and the Confederation States of America broke loose from, and it became a civil war. So they fought, and then they claimed victory, United States. So now it was the rebuilding time of the getting people money, getting the Africans money. So the white people, yes, it was, the slaves' money, and getting the slaves things that they needed to get on their feet. So it became this procedure. It was called, I think, the trade. It was the trade. And a white person would play a slave like a nickel or a quarter to come and work in their field, the same field that they worked when they were slaves, and give them seasoning, give them house, give them nurturing. But this would not give them stuff because they would still have to pay back for the season and the house that the white person lived. So that crashed. And then, in 19, they made Jim Crow laws, dressed up as black people, and started mocking them. Then it became the Jazz Age, Louis Ellington, And Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong were some famous people in the jazz age. And then, what else? I'm trying to get y'all time on. Martin Luther King comes, Malcolm X comes, and Elijah Muhammad. A lot of people come that inspires the black culture. So now we start civil rights movement. Bloody Sunday was a day where over 6,000 people try to walk to Montgomery to determine loss. And then it's called Bloody Sunday because the police killed mostly like half of those people. And the famous survivor was called, it was a former survivor, Thomas Weasel. Yeah, I think. And he was famous, and he told that he was the leader, that he was doing all this. And then next comes Martin Luther King. He comes with the March to Selma, and they're demanding stuff. And only 300 people when they come close. And Selma's like 99 miles from Montgomery, so that's a long walk. When you're walking on feet, not running feet, 99 miles is about an hour in the car. So imagine how much patience it took them to walk that. So and then when they crossed there, only 300 people come out. On top of that, 300 people. And then they marched to Washington, and Martin Luther King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech, and that was the timeline. And then on April 16th, 1964, is when the Civil Rights Act was passed. Now they have to respect the blacks, but they're still not doing this because there's still people killing blacks, and the cops are still getting away with it, right? Right. So like Princess Nina, she's going to tell a little of us something about South Africa.
Okay, well, DJ J Prince was very helpful, and it did tell y'all about the separation against blacks and whites in the U.S. Now I'm going to give y'all a spiel on South African people. Okay, so you guys, it is similar to the separation in the U.S. a lot because it was discrimination against races. And it was the white people control like the U.S. was. It's just different types of people. They were South African and we were black. Okay, so in South Africa, the white government, all the people were white in their government. Say they ruled over and things like that. So there was a white South African side and a black South African side. And, of course, the black South African side was very poor, had poverty, catching diseases and AIDS and things like that, and didn't have the materials or the equipment or the medicines and things like that to help themselves and give themselves a better living for them. And it was very hard for the South Africans to have a good life. But then the apartheid is the separation. But, you know, they kind of formed a group about that because the South African people, they first tried nonviolent things. And y'all know Martin Luther King was about nonviolence. But with the South African people, it didn't work. So they had to go for violent attacks. And that's what they did. And then there was a lot of leaders and things like that, like Nelson Mandela. He was on some part in the government. But at the time, you guys, he wasn't the president yet. But he was a part of the apartheid group. And they blew up houses. They blew up buildings and things like that to get their word across that they wanted their independence. They wanted to fight for it. And they said, if y'all weren't going to give it to us from nonviolent, then we're going to try a different way. And there's a lot of people that are like that. Like Malcolm X, he believed if you hit me, I'm going to hit you back. But there's other people that think otherwise, like Martin Luther King. I'm going to be nonviolent. I believe in nonviolent protesters. But the South African people protest, they marched, they did things like that to gain their freedom. There was leaders and things like that, a lot of leaders that stuck up, and they helped their people gain their independence. And when they did, around the 800s, between the 800s and the 90s. Yeah, the 90s. Sorry, y'all, I had to think about that for a second. But between that, this is when they got their freedom and they were equal and things like that. But that was a little spiel on South African people and on black African Americans here and white African Americans, And we were just telling y'all about how there was the apartheid and the separation between races in the U.S. and also in South Africa. There's a lot of separation between races in different countries and continents and things like that. There's separation all over the world and discrimination against races. But we just gave y'all a spiel on that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what does the separation between blacks and whites mean. Okay, DJ J Prince, please finish the song on the ones and twos.
Fight.
About how you would act when you got money. Now you done switched up on me. Now you wanna say what's up to me. Okay, so now you wanna make love to me. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Just be honest, girl, what you want from me? This ain't nothing new, keep it so 100. I can't let none of these get one up on me. I go back, I tell you, you better run from me. Give hope to my nigga. This love money. Adios to the just can't get a hug from me. I'm high on life, that's what it does for me. My number's going up, I feel a buzz coming. Young, your friends bad too, then some come with you. And we like what they on. We don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. This is shit I don't condone it. Cheating on your man, but you could get it if you want it. Looking for a bad bitch, I finally found a culprit. Taking shots, send them back, check the postage, yeah. Hey, Nat, why won't you shut up? It's a motherfucker, 502, come up. And every time I'm back in the city, every with a hit in the gym to run up.
I'm on it.
Young, your friends bad too, then some come with you. And we like, what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me. Every did you wrong, except for me. I'm next to blowing, so you should have been next to me. Say you love sick, girl, I got the remedy. I give you long and longevity. Don't settle for less or for infidelity. This ain't built like me. He came back, your pipe, you leave that guilt like me, or even keep the business behind his lips like me. I got a 100 problems. Good brain, am I f***ing with a scholar? Wood grain, I'ma grip it when I whip it. If I take a shot and brick it, I'ma flip it. Thankful for my pop, taught me how to get it. Gotta make sure my brothers is eating, I'ma split it. If she throw that f*** at me, I'ma hit it. Pen Griffey, but she won't get a penny, no. Young, your friends bad too, then some come with you. And we like, what they on, we don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the f- from me, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me.
Separation mean between whites and blacks? DJ J Prince. Well, I'm going to say mine. It means to me that blacks won't have good opportunities like the whites do. And it means that it's going to be favoritism over the different race. My reason being is, like she said, there will be favoritism over the white. The white will have luxury. If you go on our website, there's a luxury. It's a luxury water fountain back in the days, and it says white only. And then it's a nasty old moldy water station, and
dusty for the blacks. And then they take pictures and they laugh about, then they joke around. So, like Precious Nina said, it'll be favoritism. They wouldn't get as much jobs because the owners are probably white, because the blacks don't be taken serious to the white CEOs and the white rich people and chairmen and things like that. So, and school people wouldn't be raised that their culture is messed up. So, like you said.
Okay, you guys. As y'all told y'all, I was in school. I learned about the apartheid in South Africa, and I was given an assignment to write a journal entry when I wrote a letter to my people. It was one from the white people's perspective and one from the black people's perspective. You have to take both hand in hand. These were handwritten by me, and I didn't get none from the internet or anything like that. I just wrote it down, and I read it to people, and they said it was great writing, and it was just a great piece. And it's very uplifting. I'm going to tell y'all the one from the Black South African's perspective. I had to make up a South African name, and it is Kuta Kinte Rajwa. So, okay, I'm going to read it to y'all. Dear my people, I am a Black South African named Kuta Kinte Rajwa. I want you to stay strong, be unified, and one. I know we have a lack of things we need, lack of schooling, and a lack of a better life. But that should spark the challenge in us. We should be determined to take back what has been stolen from us. We are stripped of our rights, independence, and integrity. Well, not anymore. We will no longer be stripped of what makes us an individual, no longer answer up to a white South African. We want equality and justice. Today and further on will be the days we continuously thrive for a better life, where we don't have to worry about not going into certain places because of skin color, gender, or belief. Who are they to degrade us and make us feel bad for the skin we are born in or the belief we believe in? I know I'm tired of my freedom being taken away from me and someone degrading me. We are going to protest, march, and fight back. What use is living without a purpose? Sincerely, Kuta Kinte Rajwa. Now, that was a perspective from a Black African side to me. Okay, now I'm going to give you a perspective from a white South African. Dear white South Africans, I am Charleston James. My white people, we are better than the black people. We took what was rightfully ours. Don't feel threatened by them. They fear us. We fear no man or woman of any color. We like to keep the rich with the rich and the poor with the poor. We are in power, and that means we take control. We hold power, so we have to maintain it. Don't feel ashamed of being better than them. Everything happens for a reason. We are going to do what God wants us to do. He says, "Thou who does not work shall not eat." We are hard workers. We work for what we want. They don't. This is why we have better opportunities. You guys, we have to fight for what we want. Now let's not throw it to waste. Hold your power high and your demands higher. They answer up to us. You know it makes you feel empowered, and it should stay that way. Knowledge is power, and we demand it all. Sincerely, Charleston James. Okay, now those were both a perspective from a Black South African and a white South African. Because, you know, you guys know that the white South Africans were feeling they were doing it right if they did it. They felt it was right what God was telling them to do. They felt, because, you know, some of them were Catholic and believed in it, so that they felt that it was something that was right and rightfully to do. The black South Africans, they were working hard. They felt that it was unequal, which it was, and they felt that they should have more privileges and things like that since it was their land and things of that nature. There is a lot of questions you may ask about this topic we have. There's a lot of questions you may ask about apartheid. There's a lot of questions you might ask about separation. And there's a lot of questions you might ask about racism. One of the questions that I had particularly was, why in all history, why in all history books and things like that, whites are always in control and blacks are not equal up to them. DJ J. Prince, why do you think this is so?
Can you repeat the question?
I said, why in all of history books and history things, whites are always in control and blacks are not equal up to them?
Well, because, like you said, there's still racism going on, and the people that make these books are not black. They're white. The school board is not black. They're mostly white. So that's what I think.
Okay. That's what I was saying. I believe what you said. There's white people in control, so they make the laws. But then that got me to thinking, who put those white people in control? Who put them up there? Why couldn't a black person stand up and make all the laws? What makes them so different from us? And then it just got me to thinking. And then I came across this poem or letter thing that was talking about how I think it was a white person saying that we should not believe them and things like that. It said, please do not trust white people. Every single one of us is racist. It's something we were born in and raised into. We were and are constantly in racism. And differences and pathical towards, okay, I'm going to just read y'all what I can read, because as y'all know, I'm on a seventh grade level, and some of these words I cannot read. Okay, so basically he said, we were taught the history of our nation and through textbooks written by white men with a vested interest in how the story was and how it's being told. And so we think that Martin Luther King Jr. is a patron saint of political black folks to be invoked against the angry ones. Peanut butter is the intent of black people. Excellence. And according to the newest textbook, slaves were just unpaid interns. We were brought up being given medicine designed for us by white men. White men who torture black women and murder black babies to find power. Men who performed DJ J. Prince. Black men who perform labor and things like that. So this guy, obviously he is white because he's referring to him and every white person. So he's saying don't trust us and don't, every one of us is racist. So he's basically saying that they were brought up to believe in that they are better than black people. They were brought up to believe that way. And not everybody, we had an incident in church. This guy said that his parents brought him up to believe that everybody is equal, when that is not the case. And this white person is saying that. He's saying that the white people gave them, a medicine to tell them that blacks are wrong and whites are right. So he's saying don't trust them and things like that, and everybody is racist. So basically he's saying watch yourself and stick with your race and things like that. DJ J. Prince got a couple quotes for us.
Okay. Hi, what's up, y'all? It's DJ J. Prince. I got these quotes off of mobilepointbranleyquotes.com, and I looked up racism. Racism is a main thirst to white men, the maximum of threat and hurt for the reason of things, and the black man doesn't understand. He is tortured and sees his wife get killed over things and doesn't do nothing. The other women are afraid. Abraham Joshua Henslow. Racism is still with us, but it is up to us to prepare our children for what they have to meet, and hopefully we shall overcome. Rosa Parks. Racism is tough in our social. It is not automatic. It is learned behavior towards past with dementia, physically characteristics. Alice Haley. Now, that one is saying it is taught to us, like Princess Nina said, that That dude that she just ran the scriptures from, what was his name?
Oh, he didn't leave his name. It was anonymous.
He didn't leave his name, but he was saying it's not automatic. It is taught. So, like, it was taught that they were dominant and that they were better. They're really not, but it was taught. Wait, 1 second. Let's pass it over to Princess Nina.
Right, it was taught. Not everybody is born to discriminate against another race. It just is in the bloodline. Hatred runs in the bloodline. And if you don't grow your children up to believe that way, then they probably won't believe that way. But if you teach your children when they are young and things like that, that your race is more powerful than another, then that is something that they are going to carry on, because that's something that they are being taught. Like when you're in school, you are taught books and your talks about math and things like that, and that's something that helps you grow. And you believe that thing, that stuff, and then you grow with it inside of you.
Right, right. This is another one from my script. I mean, what is racism? Racism is a dominant but only fears one person. What is never mind. That was Gary Ross. Racism springs from the told story that certain humans beings are less than the fully human. A self-centered falsehood that corrupts the mind of a black man and makes the white man more dominant and makes the black man not treated or the black woman not treated as well as the whites. Kevin King. You don't fight racism with racism. The best way to fight racism is with solitary. Bobby Scale. And I kind of like that one the best, because if you fight racism, say, for example, if the whites didn't like the blacks and the blacks didn't like the whites, it will be no thing, because then they'll be going at each other and fighting with sticks, stones, breaking people's bones, right? So I kind of like that one better. Fight best solitary.
Right, and that one kind of refers to the saying, have y'all ever heard it, don't fight fire with fire. Yeah, but that's the one, because all you're going to get is a bigger fire. So then you'll probably want to fight fire with water, because water lets out fire. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all some quotes that I've got when I looked up equality and separation quotes. Okay, the purpose that brought the 14th Amendment into being was equality. Before the law and equality, not separation, was written into the law. Then another one said, let's stop believing that our differences make us superior or inferior to another. And another one said, I believe in equality of man, and I believe that religious duties consist in doing justice, loving mercy, and to brighten our future. By Thomas Paine. Okay, DJJ Prince, please spin us a song on the ones and twos.
I pull up yellow test, I pull up yellow test, I got a heavy.
Yeah.
I pull up yellow test, I pull up yellow test. I gotta have sex hitters at the mattress, Rex hitters at the mattress, Max hitters at the mattress, Gang hitters at the mattress. First dipping through traffic. I'm getting better, I'm at practice. I'm working every day crafting. I'm cool on her, I done had her. Bounce back with a million. Hit her out of like Gilligan. That's not just a regular civilian. I rap for the squad, I'm a champion. Remember, we hit up the highway, we got a stash spot. Remember, as soon as we touch down, cash out. I get on the stage and rap till I pass out. Hit another city, I'm just grooving. I was trying to tell you I was losing. I was gonna tell you I'm improving. I done caught a vibe, she was choosing. Gotta keep my pride, I'm a general. Gotta keep it real with some criminals. Gotta keep my focus, I'm phenomenal. Once I cock it load, I'm the money man. Got a hundred Zans. We gon' fight her hard till the moon comes. She don't fell in love with the mushrooms. Got my college girls like a kung fu. Put some cold syrup in the Mountain Dew. You will never see what I go through. Gotta keep my vibe, I'm a general. Gotta keep it real with some criminals. Gotta take my time with these bad. Don't wanna die with no bad. The flight for a bad. Overnight for a bad. Caught a year on the fast. Caught a year on the fast.
stacks hitters at the mattress, bro. Racks hitters at the mattress, bro. Packs hitters at the mattress, bro. Gangs hitters at the mattress, but first dipping through traffic. I'm getting better, I'm at practice. I'm working every day crafting. I'm cool on her, I done had her. Bounce back with the million. Hit her out of like Gilligan. Not just a regular civilian. I rap for the squad, I'm a champion. Remember, we hit up the highway, we got a snatch spot. Remember, as soon as we touch down, cash out. I never told the world about you, I never told the homies about you, not once. I never had no bitter towards you, I never had no drama for you, not once. I never wanna go to none of these award shows, that's not me. Only the time will tell the day I prevail and give me a Grammy. The Mexico kept it real from the start. If I did it for you, it came from the heart. Came from the trenches and turned into art. I wake up and do it way better tomorrow. I wake up and cook up a kilo. Take a flight on a jet out to Rio. Smile for you all day. We come out the hallway. Murder and party, murder and party. Sit in the passenger side with the tool on my lap. Got lawyers and actors and models pursuing me now. A foundation built on loyalty, man. You can't ruin me now. Stacks hitters at the mattress, man. Racks hitters at the mattress, man. Packs hitters at the mattress, man. Gangs hitters at the mattress. First dipping through traffic. I'm getting better, I'm at practice. I'm working every day crafting. I'm cool on her, I done had her. Bounce back with a million. Hit her out of like Gilligan. Not just a regular civilian. I rap for the squad, I'm a champion. Remember, we hit up the highway, we got a stash spot. Remember, as soon as we touch down, cash out.
Goodbye.
I pour up yellow test, I pour up yellow time, so I gotta have it. I pour up yellow test, I pour up yellow test, so I gotta have it.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jay Prince, DJ Swag Radio, and I'm about to get into this NBA schedule. Yesterday's games was horrific. Hornets versus the 76ers. Y'all already know the Hornets beat the 76ers. It was a 15-point game, Nets versus the Magic at Nets, and it was 105 to 139. How you get whooped at home? Thunder versus the Pelicans, 82-88. Thunder, that was a sad loss, sad loss. I watched the highlights. Rocket versus the Cavaliers. Cavaliers, 106 to 100. How did LeBron get whooped by James Harden? Sad loss. Wizards versus Warriors, 94 to 102. Good game, Steph Curry. And today's games is Hawks versus the Raptors. The Raptors are winning right now. They got four. Nuggets versus Grizzlies at 8 o'clock. Suns versus Bucks at 8 o'clock. Milwaukee stand up. Clippers versus the Timberwolves at 8 o'clock. Knights versus the Magic at 8:30. Pelicans versus the Spurs at 8:30. Warriors versus the Jazz at 9:09. That's prepaid, $50. Wizards versus the Kings at 10 o'clock. Why so late? And Heat versus the Lakers at 10:30. NBA TV. Get that free. Tomorrow, I'll give y'all a little something. Tomorrow, Bulls versus the Rockets. Rockets going to whoop them. And Cavaliers, and the Clippers versus the Thunder. Finally getting a rematch. All right, as y'all know, the star, Stephen Curry, just got a shot blocked. It's the first block that he have got this year. As we know, Stephen Curry is a three-point specialist. And this is the first block he got since 2013. He got a shot packed. He started crying on the side. Like, why would you cry if you're getting your shot blocked? But, all right. And as we know, the Cavaliers point guard starter, Kyrie Irving, his girl, the singer, what is her name? Her name started with a K and with an I. Yeah, Kalani, and she wanted to commit suicide because it was cheating rumors. The R&B singer, because it was cheating rumors, she was cheating on her, and she found panties in her bed and all that, but later to find out they was hers. Like, come on now. So that was my gossip right there. Princess Nene, you got something to say?
Yes, now we are going to play a game. Is this racism or not? Okay, DJ J Prince, you up for the challenge?
You know it.
Okay, so I'm black, right?
Right.
And a white girl tells me she doesn't like me. Is that racism or not, DJ J Prince? What you think?
I don't think it's racism. Does she know you?
Yeah, somewhat. We had some beef.
All right, no, I don't think it's racism. I think she just doesn't like you.
Right. There's a difference between racism and just don't like somebody. You cannot like somebody because of something they're dead or just because of the type of person they are. But racism is discriminating against the race. So I don't think this is racism at all either. Okay. So I'm yelling at this girl, right? And then a black girl say, "Girl, you always yelling." And then we start laughing. And then this white girl say, "She black. What do you expect? Do you think that is racism?"
Yes. Explain. I think it's racism because you're saying she's ghetto in a way that you're not saying it, but you're meaning to say it, and you're assuming that this black person is like that, probably because somebody told you or what you saw before.
Right, I agree that as well. Like, if you say it's because she black, then it's going to seem like you're discriminating against her race, saying that black people always are loud and things like that. And then people are going to take it into offense because, you know, people don't like when you talk about them or talk about their race in general. Because, you know, we talked about before that N-word situation, the guys would get quick to yell at the white man, but not at the black man. But, okay, so this white guy and this white boy get into a fight, right? This happened at our school, DJ J Prince, right? Okay, so this black boy gets suspended and the white boy doesn't. What do you think that is?
Well, it depends who started the fight. If he started the fight and hit him first, then I understand. But if he just got suspended and they both started the fight, then I think it's racist. If the principal is white.
Okay, okay. Well, let's not give all the information about our school. But the fight, they say at our school, whoever fight, if y'all are both in the fight, y'all both get suspended. So from that, what do you think, DJ J Prince?
Racist.
Okay, I think as well racism because it's favoritism over a different race. Because he is white, you don't want to suspend him or else, you know, his mom or if the person higher ahead of you would get mad or something like that. But since he's black, you think you could do that and just put him down and make him just get in trouble. But, okay, so this black man named Charles doesn't let his kids play with white kids. What do you think that is, racism or just caution?
Caution.
Okay, I think as well caution because, you know, as we read that paper, it said, as I read it, it said that the guy or whatever, he says that they're all racist and things like that, and their parents teach them to be racist. So Charles, he just probably don't want his kids to grow up knowing white people and then they stab him in the back or something like that. Or he just don't want his kids hanging out with them because he doesn't want his kids to hang out with him. It's not necessarily racist.
Okay, like at my school, there's this girl named Chastity and her parents are white and they're racist. Well, I don't know if they're racist, but she was dating this black guy named Jemias. Jemias Duncan, shout out Jemias Duncan if you're listening. I know you are because I see your number. Shout out Jemias Duncan. Well, she was dating this white girl named Chastity, and I'm not trying to be racist or nothing, Chastity, if you on the line too. But, see, what happened was one day they got a call hugging and kissing. Jemias. One day they got hugging and kissing, and they both went to the office. The dad come for Chastity and is like, "I told you not to go with black guys. All they do is get you in trouble." And I'm hearing this because I'm in trouble. I'm about to get in trouble. So I'm hearing this, and I'm like, "Who is this?" And Jemias walks out, and he run in Miss Cheryl's office. Like, this guy's crazy and all this. Jemias. And then I'm like, "Who is it?" And he's like, "Chastity's dad." And I was like, "You didn't know that his dad was like that." So, I was, yeah, you got to take caution. And, yeah. Any more?
Okay, DJ J Prince, please send us a song.
Why? want you to love me, babe. Make me know it. I need you to warm me, babe. Come and show me. Let me satisfy you tonight. Come inside, sit on my couch. Oh, I know what you like. Just sit back, make me cry. Hear it all out. I want you right now, not another minute later. So come on, put your money where your mouth is. Give you what you pay for. Come on, I know it's real. How my body feels on yours. And I wanna spend some time. No answer sign on the door. Oh no. Please don't be scared. Got this feeling that you and I need this moment. I want you to touch me, baby. Let me feel it. I need you to hold me, baby.
I posted, white people, if you're not a part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Okay, what does that mean to you, DJ J Prince? I'm going to say it one more time because I was a little sketchy on it. Okay, white people, if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. What does that mean to you?
It means if you're not trying to help, then you're trying to bring it down. You're the problem.
Okay, I agree with that. Ask Mama and me and DJ J Prince were talking about that one day when we went to Mississippi for our family reunion. Shout out to Mississippi. Okay, so that, like, if you're not a white person trying to make equality and make everything justice and right, then that's the exact same thing as you saying you don't care. That's the exact same thing as you saying that. Because if I believe in something and I know something not right, then I'm going to stick up for it. But if I really don't care about it, then that's saying I don't really care. Like, I don't believe, okay, whatever, it's not that big of a deal. So that means that, you know, if you're not a part of the solution to help equality and things like that, then you're a problem. You're the one holding it back. You're one of those people who are holding it back and things like that. Okay, as she said that, she said in this, that when she posted it, because, you know, she is white. So she was a white person that posted this. So obviously she's a person that is a part of the solution. So she got a lot of bad and cruel comments from white people and things like that. Because, you know, when you say things like that, it makes them feel, you know, it makes them feel like you're attacking them or going for them and things like that. 85% of them were bad comments and things like that. She got 500 comments. So 85% were bad comments. And then it's just, like, a lot. Like, DJ J Prince, if I'm doing my math right, 85% of them were bad comments. That means only 15% of them were good comments. DJ?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, like, if you get all riled up and things and like that over just a little post asking you a question, then that's probably saying that you're a problem. It's probably saying that you're a part of the problem. The people that said good comments and actually gave feedback, that means you are part of the solution. You actually took the time out to really think about what she was saying and actually was trying to get to know what she was saying. The people who didn't, you're a part of the problem. That's something you need to fix yourself. And that's something that probably people need to work on, because there need to be equality and not racism. People need to be equal, because we're, at the end of the day, we're all people. We all live in this place called Earth. We all breathe the same air, wear the same, well, I'm not going to say wear the same clothes, but we'll eat foods. We all do the same thing. So there's no reason for us to have conflict over a different race. Just take somebody as who they are. And not to say be on the lookout for who is really there for you. Because you might be really good friends with this white person, and then their mom tell them to go out and find a white friend. You don't know that. So you want to stay in your range of your races. You want to make sure you go for the race that you are with. I am mixed with a lot of things, if y'all don't know. Mexican, Puerto Rican, white, and black. There's only a little white because my great-grandma is white. But they file me in as black. So I would stick with my black people, really know them, be there for them and things like that. Not saying that you can't be there for a different race. Just saying you want to stay where you file in. You want to stay with the people that you know are the same race and not going to discriminate you for your race at the end of the day. Because what is a friend if they're not a good friend, right?
Right.
You can have plenty of friends, but are they doing something for you? Are they benefiting you to be a friend? Okay, DJ J Prince, please finish the song, and after this, we'll be going out.
Okay, here you go, DJ.
Leave you guys. It would just be 1 second. DJ J Prince got to find one of the good songs to play. Okay, shout out to our Facebook if y'all haven't followed it already. Follow it at Swag Radio and follow our Instagram at swagradio.us. We are looking for interviews. We need to interview people for the month of April. So y'all make sure y'all hit us in a DM if y'all want to interview us from Swag Radio Live on our show.
My own kick game, eight-figure deal, figure how I'm caught side of the clip game. Still pop ace, king, king, I'm a rosé. Black made back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, yeah, you beating me, no day. Bands to make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kissed her in the mouth, ask her how my taste. You don't want no drama. I'm worth a couple commas of death before the sauna. Last king from sauna, all my shit be designer. Extraordinary drama, hot body for nothing. Wet, west up, hot temp up, get wet up. She give me not neck up to clean the mess up. One false move, dead from a gesture. Cash in the safe, I don't feel the pressure. I'm dope. On my dope. On my dope. 'Cause it's 187, how I'm killing it though. On my dope. On my dope. 'Cause it's 187, how I'm killing it though.
H on the buckle, heard man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, young still thugging. 8.7 on the crib, so went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New chains, Rolex links. New chick just to drag my mink. New car just to ride around here. Aviator crew, we flies around here. Hating on who just to die around here. Bab Saw boss, got insurance on the beer. Cars, rock stars, boys at odds. I done seen it all, but we back in the broads. Hands clap like in the stadium. $1 million chain, but I'm rocking 8 of them. I see you slipping, but don't make me pick your label up. Scotty Pippen on the dribble, I just ate him up. Another triple got me tripping like his angel does. We just winning all the women at my table, huh? Say my name. $100 million, say my name.
Dope.
Maybach music.
On my dope. 'Cause it's 187, how I'm killing it, though. On my dope. 'Cause it's 187, how I'm feeling it, though. Cheap rocker, pop popper. Told her pull them things out, 'cause my car topless. Off topic, get on top it. Wish her synopsis. So sincere in the belly, that's that Nash. King of Nothing, that gangster. We mobbing, we taking your dollars. Creflo, no white collar. I pop pop, wishing would call Thomas. Time to bomb, call me the Unabomber. Money in my game, I'm driving, that's insane. Stay in your lane, they're playing, ain't nothing changed. Part of this big regime, I make your girl David Blaine. Murder was the case, all the kids say that T.T. bro.
Dope.
On my dope. 'Cause it's 187, how I'm killing it, though. On my dope. 'Cause it's 187, how I'm killing it, though.
Guys, and we are back. I thank everybody that called in, and we hope that we gave you our little history and history about separation, racism, and apartheid in South Africa. This show was mainly to give y'all information on things we're learning about in school and give y'all information on what's going on out here about racism and how it's separation against races, and give y'all how something that is similar to what happened in the U.S. from South Africa. We thank everybody that called in again, and please, if y'all want an interview from Swag Radio, y'all can DM us in our DM on Instagram at swagradio.us, or call us up, or DM, well, there's not a DM, what am I talking about, I'm going crazy, or just message us on Facebook at Swag Radio And or you can just contact us our Gmail at njswagradio@gmail.com. Again, that is njswagradio@gmail.com. GJJ Prince.
Okay, like Princess Nina said, we thank everybody, and we're sorry for the technical difficulties we had at the start, and just thank you.
This is DJ Swag Radio, Jay Prince on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Jay Prince.
Princess Nina.
Jay Prince.
Girl, Princess Nina, your host on Swag Radio, the hottest, newest radio station for us. We're bringing y'all hot, new, young artists, singers, models, and more. So stay tuned for more information from Swag Radio.
What's up, young world? It's your boy, Jay Prince, DJ at Swag Radio. And I can't tell you, if you want to be anything like a dancer, a singer, hit me up in an exclusive interview. Our Facebook, Swag Radio.
Prince, a kid, DJ for kids only.